are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, oh, we got a lot to talk about today, but I got some good news for y'all. They say that not only does Viagra, which we all know, helps men's performance in the bedroom, they say it can also help men lose weight and fight fat, and we're talking belly fat. I mean, if you thought Viagra was the super pill, you ain't seen nothing yet. Apparently, remember we talked about white fat and brown fat, how brown fat is the type of fat that we use or that we have, you know, as children, and it metabolizes more and it burns up more energy, increases our metabolism, etc., whereas our white fat is the bad fat. Well, researchers think that Viagra will convert white fat into brown fat, which is the biggest miracle drug I've ever seen. They also say that this quote-unquote side effect of Viagra can reduce the risk of other complications caused by obesity, like inflammation, heart disease, etc. Now, study leader, who I think people in the scientific community are calling a hero, Professor Alexander Pfeiffer from the University of Bonn, said sildenafil, which is Viagra, is not only able to minimize erectile problems, but it could also reduce the risks of gaining excessive weight. His team examined the effect of the sex drug on fat cells in mice after earlier tests revealed rodents who were treated with Viagra became resistant to obesity when they would feed these rodents a high-fat diet. Can you imagine? Oh, I know women are going to want to take this too. The researchers administered the drug to the rodents for 7 days. The effects were quite amazing. I'm sure the rats were happy too. The Viagra increased the conversion of white fat cells that were found in human problem areas, you know, like the stomach area. Abdominal obesity is always a concern. And it converted it into the beige fat or the brown fat. And since brown fat burns energy from ingested food, converts it to heat, it basically kind of, quote unquote, melts the fat. Now, where do we go with this? I mean, of course, I have to study it in humans. You know, we do know that Viagra can have some side effects. We know that. You know, like the blue vision and... Oh, forgive me, I'm sorry. Oh, we had a long morning. I'm sorry about that. And so they obviously need to research this more. But can you imagine if this is true and if this is something that we could extrapolate? I mean, here's the thing. All right, I've been talking to you guys now for 4 years. I've been giving you these stories and these research articles and these breakthroughs for years. We get all excited about them and then you see nothing happens. Right? Remember years ago, they thought they found a cure for Alzheimer's, where they found that amyloid buildup that deposits in the brain gets built up in the liver. So if they could block it in the liver, they could block Alzheimer's. Nothing. I don't see any of that. Remember there was this was one of my favorite studies I reported to you. There was a woman in Hampshire, England, who I guess had very, very bad osteoarthritis of the knees. They took a little piece of cartilage out of her knees, grew it in the lab to a nice big chunky piece, put the big chunky piece back into her knee, back into her leg, and it supposedly worked. And to me, this was probably the cure for osteoarthritis. I mean, many of us, we get bad knees, we get weak knees, we get bone on bone. Cartilage wears down, and we either need to do the hyaluronic acid synvisc injections, which is kind of like a fake type of cartilage that lasts about 6 months, or we end up needing knee replacements. And for them to regrow a person's own knee cartilage, right, being able to pull it out, grow more, throw it back in the knee, it sounds brilliant. You aren't really going to have any allergic side effects because it's autologous, we call it. So you don't react to it. I mean, it's a brilliant idea. Brilliant, brilliant idea. And didn't hear anything more about that. You know, we're going to be talking about today where one researcher thinks he's found the cure for AIDS. He thinks he found the cure for AIDS using HIV to turn on itself. I don't know if I'm just tired But I mean, I almost don't want to get excited about anything anymore. It's exhausting. There's all these cool things, and it's just exhausting. So, look, I'll report them as I go, but don't sit there waiting at the pharmacy, right, with your thumbs, when you sit there and twirl your thumbs, waiting, because I don't know when they're going to allow this. Now, if any of you have noticed that you lost weight taking Viagra like you regularly do for your very vibrant and full sex lives, I'd love to hear from you. Now, let me know. Did the Viagra work? 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Because that would be cool. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of body lumps, from what I understand, airport scanners will no longer reveal our lumpy bumpies. TSA are removing the full body airport scanners that, I guess, require you to stand there and show, I guess, everything. Now, I thought, excuse me, oh my gosh, it was an exhausting morning. I can't believe I'm yawning. My energy should be up. I'm back on the air. Anyway, apparently, these scans have, there was a lawsuit that Bloomberg reports where these scans were likened to a physically invasive strip search. And these are the scans that do use radiation. And they're in about 76, they're in over 200 airports right now, but 76 large airports have already removed them. And it's not that they weren't effective. It's just, I think the TSA is concerned about the radiation and concerned about people being upset that, you know, people could see the lumps and bumps. You know, I'm sure they could see my NuvaRing or, you know, form of birth control very easily on that thing. I just don't want the extra radiation. I really don't. But the reason why those airport scanners wanted to play is because a few Christmases ago, we had the underwear bomber who had, some explosive powder in his perineal area. Might I add, that was the ugliest piece of underwear I've ever seen. Really, that was the best he could do? Don't go away. We've got a lot going on. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
As I walk along, I wonder. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Now, one of the things that always kind of gives us the heebie-jeebies is when you're cooking a lobster. And I guess when you throw the lobster in, you hear this screech. Now, it's not the lobster supposedly in pain. It's supposed to be air escaping from under its shell. Right? And people keep telling us that, so we don't think we're actually hearing live lobster scream as they're being thrown into boiling water, which I still think is kind of cruel. I don't eat lobster, so I could be on the lobster side on this one easily. But they say in this next study, lobsters and crabs can actually feel pain and take action to avoid it from happening again, according to Mail Online. That is not what we want to know. We don't want to know that they can feel it. Of course they can feel it. They're animals. Scientists have proven that crabs and other crustaceans do feel pain and are able to recall an unpleasant experience and take action to avoid it happening again. Not sure how that happens if you throw it into a boiling pot of water and it dies. Research, they say, has shown that when shore crabs, we're not talking about pubic lice, we're talking about like crabs on a beach Shore crabs are given small electric shocks. While hiding in dark shelters, they try to escape being zapped again by opting to migrate to another hideout. They say other studies carried out at Queen's University Belfast on hermit crabs and prawns also found that the creatures experience pain. Of course they do. They say the findings could have important implications for the food industry, where many chefs boil crabs, lobsters, and prawns alive in the belief that they're impervious to pain. I never believed that. You want to know why I always thought lobsters hurt? And it's not because I'm smart. That's not it. When I had to do that bug collection, I know we got to talk about the bug collection again. When I had to do that bug collection where for every bug you got a point, and so if you wanted to get an A, you had to have 100 bugs. And a B would be 80 to 90 bugs, and these bugs had to be perfect. They each had to be different. So you'd have a grasshopper, a butterfly, I even think a spider. I think they allowed spiders, even though spiders aren't, they're arachnids, not, the insects, but still, we were allowed to have spiders, and I had a bee, and anyway, so I came up with 100 of them, and then remember, I tripped and fell, and then I broke the majority of them, and they weren't allowed to have broken parts and pieces, so then I had to, the night before, find all more bugs. But anyway, one of the ways we were taught to kill the bugs, now we're talking bugs, we're not even talking about fish, sea creatures that move and swim and hunt and do all that other stuff. Okay, we're just talking bugs. We're talking little insects, okay, which are obviously less advanced than a lobster or a crab. I think they're pretty close in advancement, but that's a whole other story for a different day. We were told that you take some nail polish, and you soak nail polish in a cotton swab, like a cotton ball. You put the live bug, you have like you take a cup, like a Dixie cup or whatever, or a clear container so you can see, make sure the bug died before you open it up. So you throw the bug in there with a nail polish acetone soaked cotton ball. Now, unfortunately, and I still feel so bad about this. I know it's kind of girly, but sorry. The container I got was about maybe a 5-inch by 3-inch container, a little bit larger than what I should have used. And I was trying to kill the grasshopper, because remember, you weren't allowed to smash these bugs, because for the bug collection, the bugs had to be completely pristine in terms of its legs and wings, etc. So that's why we were supposed to kill the bug with the acetone. There was another type of bug chemical we could use that you were able to get at a pet store, where you put the poison behind the neck in between the head and the thorax. I did it, though. I couldn't use that on everything. I use it on bees. But anyway, so the grasshopper is dying from the acetone. And I guess grasshoppers have a type of tongue. And you saw the grasshopper, as it was trying to move away from the acetone, his tongue was basically on the paper, because I think I had it on some paper. You saw the wet from his tongue. And then he crawled some more, and then you saw the wet from his tongue. And I'm watching this, and I was like, oh my gosh, I felt so bad, because I didn't realize how long the death occurred. And you saw, obviously, he was suffering. All right, and just by the look of that, I don't even want to talk about a grasshopper dying. Is this my premenopause hormones kicking in? Why am I getting all choked up for a grasshopper? All right, well, anyway, so I learned very easy on, okay, these bugs are feeling me kill them, even with the acetone. Also, if any of you have ever been in a salon, sitting there for an hour, hour and a half, getting your nails done, it is kind of torture. I can't stand. I know. I love the salon I go to, and I love the people that work on my nails whenever I am able to get my nails done and afford it, but I hate sitting there smelling the stuff. I'd rather be in Philadelphia. I mean, I got so much other stuff to do. So, if bugs feel it, of course your fish will feel it. Now, they say many seafood suppliers will rip off the legs or abdomens of live animals to keep for sale while throwing less valuable parts back into the sea. That's some pretty, I know, now that we know they probably feel, well, of course, I've always known they feel, you just kind of ignore what happens to your food. Lead researcher Professor Bob Elwood said the experiments show it is likely they experience pain rather than flinching, and therefore we must start to question how these animals are treated. Now, see, I don't eat fish. I like beef. I eat a lot of chicken, and I'm starting to like get some salmon. I'm able to hold my nose, and if I butter up that salmon really, really good, so I'm like almost drinking the butter, I could get the salmon and the fish down my throat. But, you know, people go, well, you know, Dahlia, you know, cows are killed, and, you know, it's all cruel. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, the one group of people that really, really know their poop are the people that do kosher meat. When you eat a kosher piece of meat, the animal had to have been killed painlessly. I've taught you guys about this. So how do they do it? Well, from what I understand, in most kosher butcheries, unless things have changed over the last 20 years, they hang the animal upside down. And the animal is hung upside down. Now, mind you, that is scary. Okay? But they hang the animal upside down, and all the blood rushes to the head. And then what they do is they cut the jugular. Now, the jugular is supposedly, I mean, with the exception of the cut getting into the jugular, remember, the jugular vein is what drains the brain. You have the carotid sending blood to the brain, got the jugular vein taking it out. So I guess on Masada, remember the story of Masada? That's how they all killed themselves, right? Because it was the most painless to slice the jugular. You know, and then Peter O'Toole came up there and he was doing a big, huge speech. And the poor actors lying there pretending to be dead, you could see them breathe. And he had to sit there and still do his melodramatic speech on the Masada. You know, and I'm like, those actors are, how long are they supposed to pretend like they're holding their breath? So you start to see them breathe. And it's only, you know, messed up the show for me. But anyway, that was the Masada miniseries. But so they flip the animal upside down, and then they cut the jugular. He bleeds pretty quickly, painlessly, cow, it would be a woman, and dies. And it's supposed to be as painless a way to slaughter the animal, you know, with the exception of actually putting them all under anesthesia, which I don't think is kosher. So, you know, I'm not saying I just eat kosher meat. I mean, I'll eat anything that, you know, McDonald's, you know, gives me at the drive-thru. I know you're not supposed to eat fast food. I haven't eaten fast food. I have done so well with my diet. I haven't had McDonald's in weeks. I am just so proud of myself. I'm like, hey, actually months. I haven't had any McDonald's in months. So proud of myself. But anyway, so where was I going with this? So I understand if you eat a chicken and my grandfather, you know, he had chickens in the backyard when it was dinner time. He'd take a chicken, chop off the head, the chicken would still run, and then it would fall. And, you know, I mean, we kill animals and we eat them, but I just never really understood, you know, how we could just put fish into boiling water. Oh, my gosh, that's got to be horrible. So, you know, next time you order lobster, maybe ask them to give the lobster a little propofol before you go. Now, before we, propofol, oh, man. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, while we're talking about fast food, the biggest headline of the day, was a consumer was extremely upset that his foot-long sub wasn't 12 inches. He measured the foot-long, we're talking about the sub, and it only measured 11 inches. We believe he's from Australia. He posted a photo on the company's Facebook page. More than 10,000 people have liked or commented on the photo, which had the caption, "Subway, please respond." And so, your Subway footlong. Now, I know, you know, Michelle Obama would probably say, well, this is good. Then you're going to lose weight. That's wonderful. Wonderful. But nah. I mean, if I need that extra inch, we all need that extra inch. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades.
but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are signing everybody up, as many as we can, for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. We've got a great group already going. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. All right, you know, I really didn't want to cover this story, but, you know, it's either that or talking about Lance Armstrong. So, which, of course, you know, we need to say a few bits on that one. But I guess this next story headline are the top 10 days for watching porn. Apparently, there are days that porn sites are less visited, and there are days where porn sites are very popularly visited. And yes, there is a poll. There is a poll for everything. I guess website Pornhub allows free access to millions of X-rated videos. Not that I'm doing a commercial for them by any means. And they determined the highest traffic days of 2012 by analyzing the total visitors that visited each day using specialized analytics software. You know, so keep in mind, people, when you guys are watching online porn, I mean, you know, they know who's watching it, where it's coming from, the computer. I mean, they know. You know, your IP address tells it all. The research team then compiled numerical data for the entire year and classified it into several categories. categories, including days most trafficked, days least trafficked, and most popular search terms or categories. No, I doubt any of the popular search terms is Dr. Dahlia in general. Americans most likely watch porn on December 27th. Once the stresses and the strains and the mother-in-law are out of town. Similarly, the Monday after Thanksgiving, also known as Cyber Monday, right, is the second busiest porn day. Third day is May 29th, the Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend. All right, so I guess, the Dr. Dahlia Show, we do give credit to our researchers, and we do like to announce researchers' research. You know, why not give them credit? Show the American public and the world what hard work they do. And even though this isn't a study discussing a cure for cancer, it is a study nonetheless. So, the slowest days for online porn, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving, Easter Sunday, Christmas Eve, Independence Day, New Year's Day, Superstorm Sandy ended up being one of the slowest days for online porn. Memorial Day weekend, Father's Day came in 10th, and then Valentine's Day. Okay, so that's the slowest days for porn. What are the most popular days for porn? December 27th, right, which is a couple days after Christmas. November 26th, day after Thanksgiving. May 29th, Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend. November 12th, Veterans Day. February 20th, President's Day. October 8th, Columbus Day. July 5th, day after Independence Day. Get this one, guys. September 17th, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year. And you're supposed to stay home from work and you're supposed to be in temple praying. Are you kidding me? People were looking at porn. January 23rd, Chinese New Year. September 4th, the Tuesday after Labor Day. They say February 6th, the Monday after the Super Bowl, was the 12th busiest time for looking at porn. All right, I don't think I'm going to move on with this story. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, of course, still gun control is a huge, huge issue. And from what we understand, according to the LA Times, they have, looked at and reported how our background check system for guns is pretty flawed, and that Obama trying to improve the National Instant Criminal Background Check System is going to have such a feat because federal agencies a lot of times don't even turn over records. They say the first six of Obama's 23 executive actions announced Wednesday were pledges to improve the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or NICS. The database is maintained by the FBI. It holds about 7.3 million records of people who are barred from buying guns, like felons, drug users, domestic violence offenders, fugitives, people who have been committed to mental institutions. Since it went into effect, the system has resulted in more than 1.5 million denials of gun transactions, all right, according to Obama. But the system's main handicap, they say, is it only covers federally licensed gun dealers and not private transactions. Now, private transactions is estimated to be 40% of all gun sales. So this is going to probably be the next target for Obama and his gun control. They say Obama promised to push for legislation to close that gap with what the White House called limited common sense exceptions for such cases as transfers between family members. So what does this mean? Your buddy has a Glock? You're in love with the Glock? You want to purchase the Glock? Are they not going to allow you to do it? I mean, remember, them wanting to ban assault rifles, okay, is just one part of the whole picture of what they want to do, you know, and add, some of the moderate Democrats are trying to quell our fears by saying, no, don't worry, it's all the talk about is the assault bans, they're not going to be talking about our regular guns. Well, once you start to regulate those types of purchases, government is getting involved with our regular guns. Some of you guys have been weighing in on this. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I have a question about this gun with President Obama on the gun safety courses. Number one, why doesn't he enforce gun safety courses and learning permits on younger people? And people that want to know about it. And also, he went for this giving guns to the drug cartels in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
yet he wants to take them away from our American people, who in the Constitution says that we have a right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come up with a solution to these questions?
No, good question. No, I can't come up with a solution. This presidency has, I mean, some people have called it the WTF presidency. I like to call it the half-assed administration. I just think everything they have done since Obama took office is just half-assed, if I could use that term. And of course, one of the first examples I'd cite is Obamacare. You have an opportunity to try to work on the healthcare system, try to, increase access to healthcare for people, and the piece of legislation was just a cluster. Immigration. Well, you know, we're not going to ask you about your immigration status, so don't tell. Here's the don't ask, don't tell, coming back in a different form. And we're not going to want certain states to take on their own protection from their borders. Yeah, we have Homeland Security and, you know, we have a, you know, strong immigration stance and policy. No, their immigration policy is half-assed, not deporting people that need to be deported. So I just think that whatever they have attempted, and I know some of you are blaming the Republican Congress. Even Obama blames the Republican Congress for all the spending. You know, Obama said, well, you know, the Republicans are the ones that approve the spending. Congress approved the spending, so they're the ones that, should be addressed. It's just, to me, half-assed. So, you know, you're right. I mean, here we are with the... With the whole Attorney General and Eric Holder debacle and complete fiasco with guns going into the hands of drug cartels, and it's just a real half-assed administration. And my problem with this is whenever you do something half-assed, it bites you in the butt. Same thing with the economy. I mean, the economy was, again, the way they're approaching the economy, completely half-assed. You know, I gotta tell you guys, I hope you watch The Ultimate Guide to the Presidents. It's done by the History Channel. The Ultimate Guide to the Presidents is finishing up, right, this week, I think it did. All right. And, it goes through what the presidents did and what happened in economic times and what presidents decided to raise taxes to 73%, and then Coolidge decided to lower taxes, and then money went into the economy, and then you had the roaring 20s and people were spending. And, you know, it just, you wonder, why doesn't anybody learn from other presidents and their mistakes and their successes? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no hair. has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have just gotten emails and calls pouring in, not on any medical issues and not on any concerns with the economy, but everybody is pretty fired up about what Obama wants to do and what Congress wants to do in terms of gun control. I'm not going to be able to get to all your calls. We'll just take one more, and then we're going to have to move on, but I do, of course, want to allow you to express your concerns, because I know many of you are upset. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Why don't our country lead by example and stop exporting sales of guns throughout the world? And we are more than 50% of any country selling guns abroad, killing men, women, and children. In addition to that, how is it that they make notices of gun-free zones. That's an invitation for anybody who wants to go into an area and shoot people without worrying have to be retaliated by somebody having a gun. That's number two. Number three, this gun ban of military assault weapons has nothing to do with hunting because they say, well, you don't need such a gun to hunt. It is not for that reason at all people are arming themselves with
right.
that. It's against an oppressive, authoritarian government, all right? That's the reason we need guns like that to help. And we are, our rights are being eliminated more and more by a tyrannical government, and this president needs to be impeached.
No, thank you for your comment. I'm trying to look up, was Aurora, Colorado a gun-free zone? Was Aurora, Colorado a, I think so. I think so. I believe also Connecticut. I do get a little nervous. I do get a little nervous with these gun-free zones. Exactly. Now, you know, we did talk about, you know, some of you had called in saying if the Aurora, Colorado shooting had happened when I was in that theater, and I'm a concealed carry, I would have, well, again, I don't know if, I don't know much about Aurora, Colorado, and if you're allowed to conceal carry, from what I understand, it's a gun-free zone, and forgive me if I'm not up on all the laws, but we also discussed, when James Holmes did come in and attack the movie theater, there was tear gas. He was in bulletproof garb from his chest all the way down to his groin, et cetera. I think even boots. And I, you know, so it might have not been as easy as we think. Because I always think that too. I'm like, you know what? I have a pretty good shot. I would have taken him down. We still don't know if what occurred in a non-gun-free zone, if somebody else could have stopped him. Now, we did see how that Oregon Mall shooting a few weeks back. It was a story that nobody seemed to promote or be open about, but we had found it, and as well as some other radio hosts, where a gentleman with a concealed carry pulled his gun on the shooter. The shooter saw him, he stopped, and then pulled his own gun on himself. So, you know, I think that guy is a hero, the one who stopped the Oregon Mall shooting. And so, yeah, I do get a little nervous about these gun-free zone laws. I do, because that's another way of, you know, like, if they can't, right, violate our constitutional rights to have a gun, one way to circumvent that is saying, fine, you can have your gun, but you're not allowed to in this area. Okay, this is a gun-free zone. This is a gun-free zone. This is a gun-free zone. So you can't conceal carry into this area. Like, for example, there's many states where you can't carry, you can't have a gun. So for those of us with concealed carry in Nevada, we can't take our gun to California. We can't take our gun across state lines. Yeah, and so, you know, or whenever we fly, if we want to take our gun, you know, we check it into the airport, et cetera, but, you know, we have to make sure we're going to a state that or a city that will allow us to conceal carry or not. So, you know, we're already seeing restrictions in place. Some of the liberals are like, what is going on? Why is the right so up in arms with this? All we're talking about is assault rifles, and all we're talking about are kids getting shot. Shouldn't we all be on the same page? See a lot of us see it differently. A lot of us see it as, okay, let's up the security with the schools, and now, right, and then don't start taking guns away from the good guys. Okay, if you guys can't do your job figuring out the bad guys, that doesn't mean you take it away from us good guys. All right, and then you start trampling all over the Constitution to promote your political agenda. So it does, it makes a lot of us nervous, because I am very grateful to that man who was a concealed carry that stopped the Oregon Mall shooting. That Oregon Mall shooter didn't just plan on shooting 1.5 people. He went in there planning on shooting a heck of a lot more. And we believe he was stopped by somebody with concealed carry. I mean, my concern is many of us aren't allowed to, for example, the parents who want to stand guard over their own kids' schools. I understand that there could be a lot of ramifications of that. I get that. When you start having parents who are vigilantes, I get that. You want to have a more controlled type of population who are surrounding the schools and protecting them. I get that. You know, you'd rather they, of course, be trained or be a part of the police force, et cetera. I get that. I get that. But, I just feel like Obama's going to get his way, and we need to hold on to whatever we have tightly. I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. Obama now is being inaugurated to start his next 4 years. And within the first 100 days of his first pregnancy, he wanted to do what Clinton couldn't, and he came up with the crappiest Obamacare bill that we're going to now suffer from for decades on out because it wasn't written rightly. And now his gun control is also going to be done half-assed, and we're going to suffer the consequences from that. You know, if the federal government was doing their job screening like they're supposed to, again, we have to pick up the slack for the federal government not doing their job. We have to pay extra taxes, and we have to cover for what they mishandled with Medicare, with Social Security, with immigration. So many of our schools have kids of illegal immigrants, and our school districts are up to the ears in debt. Teachers have to buy their own products. Now, I'm not blaming the whole situation on students of illegal immigrants, but I understand that many of these schools are overcrowded and we're taking care of kids whose families don't pay taxes. If the government did their job, we wouldn't be in a lot of the situations we're in. And it's frustrating. So I I'm not going to get to all your calls today. As much as I promise that I want to be able to air your calls and comments on air, unfortunately, we just had too many when it comes to gun control. And, I hear you. I do. I hear you. All right, so let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, most of us are really sick of this whole Lance Armstrong deal. We had somebody who lied to our faces. Many of us defended Lance Armstrong in years past. So he finally goes on Oprah. We watch him go on Oprah. And now, because that's the big news story, you'd think the hostages, you'd think what's been going on with Algeria, you'd think that should probably take precedence. But everybody's talking about, Lance Armstrong and, how he, his body language. I guess they had an expert on body language. I kind of was interested in that. I agree. There's a lot of body language that tells us a lot about what's going on. But you have somebody who really made a mockery of a sport, who made a mockery of athletics and of the whole system, multiple systems, whether it be the medical system, the cycling competitions. You know, friends of his, co-competitors, lost chances and may never get chances back of competing. So this guy definitely gets the piece of crap award for the year. And I don't know where it's going to go, but from what I understand, people want blood, and they want his blood and the undoped blood. And they're going to be suing like crazy. So we'll see where things go. But I really don't want to see any more on Lance Armstrong. I'm so sick of it. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. If for some reason we couldn't cover what you wanted covered, please email us, okay? Because I will answer emails over the weekend. I'm a workaholic. That's what I do. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Thank you, Freeze Dry Guy, for sponsoring this part of the show. And God bless.
The state of our drinking water today is worse than at any time in human history. Studies show that most drinking water contains heavy metals, aluminum, chromium-6, agricultural, and industrial toxins. If you get regular headaches, migraines, chronic pain, foggy thinking, fatigue, or nervous system malfunctions, you may have a buildup of these harmful toxins. This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. Use it to neutralize inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, arsenic, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. These toxins accumulate in your body over time and can cause many problems. You can get them out. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine water with powerful healing properties. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to waterwebinar.com now. That's waterwebinar.com. Go now and sign up for free.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.